Life Audio.
I'm Jody Nisnik, and you're listening to So Much More. In John 16:12, Jesus stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us. Today, we are wrapping up our series on moving from anxiety to rest. And scripture meditation is an excellent way we can calm our minds and feed our souls, helping us claim the rest and peace God is offering us. So, after a quick word from our sponsors, we'll be back to do just that and meditate on Matthew 11:28 through 30.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, today we are doing our meditation as a Lectio Divina, which is what we typically do to meditate on scripture around here. But if you haven't done one before, I want to invite you to go into the show notes and you will find a link for a free guided Lectio Divina journal that I have created for you. And in that, it outlines exactly what Lectio Divina is, what you can expect from this process, and it gives you some space to capture your notes as we go through these meditations. So, for now though, let's go ahead and get started. And to do that, I want to invite you to first prepare your heart, your mind, and your body. And go ahead and take a few deep in and out breaths. As you breathe in, say a quick prayer of invitation, inviting the Lord to be present with you and helping you to notice His presence. And as you exhale with that outward breath, handing over to Him anything that feels heavy or burdensome to you today. And as you continue taking deep in and out breaths, let me pray for us. Lord, we invite you in to this space and time with us. Would your Spirit be loud in our hearts right now, helping us to focus on what it is that you have for us and to lay aside all the other distractions that will threaten to capture our heart and our mind and our attention. So Lord, would you just help us to notice what those distractions are, to give them over to you, and to refocus on your word and your truth held in your word. Lord, guide and lead us so that we can know you and your will for our lives more. We pray that you would do this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, as a quick word of context about this passage, these are Jesus's words spoken to his disciples, but they are also for us today. And it is an invitation for all of us who feel weary and burdened in some way to come to Jesus and to walk with him in his way. And he promises that he will give us rest. So these are just beautiful, comforting words. And I want you to remember as you hear them that this is a promise of Jesus to you. He says, I will give you rest. So as you hear these words, know that this is true for you. So this now is our first reading of Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. And as always, this is just an opportunity for you to hear the passage and to know where it is going. There is no agenda beyond that. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Now, as I read the passage for you a second time, this time we want to ask the Lord to help us notice a word or a phrase, maybe even an idea. Just what is it that captures your attention about this passage? And then hold on to that, or you can write it down, and I'll give you some space to reflect on it after the reading. So this now is a second reading of Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." So take a moment now to think about what captured your attention about this passage, and ask the Lord, how does this connect to my life right now? Now, as I read the passage for you a third time, I want to invite you to notice again whatever it is that captured your attention in the second reading. And then we're going to take it a step further and respond to God about this. It may be that there's a truth you need to remember, or a step of trust you need to take, or maybe there's a sin that the Lord wants to help you notice. And you can confess that to him and repent of it. Or maybe there's a command that you need to follow and obey. Whatever it is, I'll give you some space after the reading to respond to God. And so this now is our third reading of Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So take a moment now to respond to God however He is inviting you to respond. Now, as I read the passage for you one final time, I want to invite you to rest in God, to rest in His goodness and faithfulness in your life, to rest in the promise that He is offering you of rest, and to rest in knowing that you are deeply loved and uniquely made by God. Now, I'm going to do this a little different than normal, and I want to read you the passage from the Message translation, the way that Eugene Peterson has paraphrased these verses is beautiful. So hear now the final reading of Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Oh Lord, we thank you for the truths held in this passage, for the invitation of Jesus to us, to come to Him and to lay our weariness and our burdens down, to pick up His light and easy yoke. And Lord, thank you for the inspiration that you gave Eugene Peterson in translating these verses into another way for us to just hear them. For the truth that you are inviting us to live in an unforced rhythm of grace. I think we could spend a lifetime unpacking that. But would you help us do that today? To live in the rhythm of grace that you are offering us. So whatever it is that is weighing on us, Lord, help us to release it to you, knowing that you can carry it better than we can. Help us to walk in step with you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, I want to invite you to join me in listening to the Companion Podcast, where I have a conversation with author and soul care coach, Bonnie Gray. Bonnie has recently released a book that is called Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. So we talk about that. We talk about her process of learning how to do this in her own life and how learning how to breathe in the way that Jesus is inviting her to helped her overcome anxiety, depression, and panic attacks that were plaguing her own life. So I do hope you'll give that a listen. She has some wise things to share with us. I also want to ask a quick favor. If you are enjoying this podcast, would you do me the honor and leave a review? Thank you so much, truly. It matters so much to me to see those reviews, and it deeply encourages my heart. Plus, it helps other people find this podcast. And I do want to take a quick second to give a shout out to the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. And if you go to lifeaudio.com, you will see that they have lots of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. There are shows about prayer and Bible study, parenting, and even this one on scripture meditation. As always, thank you for joining me on So Much More, because we truly do believe Jesus has so much more to say to us, and we are creating space to listen.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.